Sid and Nancy soundtrack. That's actually Gary Oldman doing his best Sid Vicious and Sid's version of Sid Vicious. Would you believe it was 42 years ago today that Sid, while he was incarcerated at Rikers, tried to kill himself? He was not successful, and if you know the history of the story of Sid, he was successful a few months later in February of 1979. Before the Gary Oldman track from the Sid and Nancy soundtrack, I went back to 1985's Fables of the Reconstruction from R.E.M. for Old Man Kinsey. Jeremy Ayers actually has a writing credit on there, one of the few songs in the R.E.M. catalog that they have a fifth external member or external person get writing credits. He's also on another one of their songs, and he actually, I think, either wrote the lyrics to or has a writing credit on a B-52 song. So he was an Athens scenester. We lost Jeremy a few years back, about 4 years ago, but I wanted to play that for you. And started the entire set, speaking of On This Day, supposedly on this day, back in 1963, Bob Dylan wrote, "The times, they are a-changin'," so I kicked off the entire set with that. But you know what? It's just past 11 o'clock, and I have to do this radio calendar because it's right in front of me, and it's like, Moxter, 11 o'clock, radio calendar. So let's take a look at some things that are happening around town. Maybe around campus? I don't know. Let's figure it out. Offroot Art wants you. Offroot Art is actually a nonprofit building a new type of arts community where they connect the public with original art made by artists from ages 16 to 24. Offrootart.com is their website. And the second Saturday of every month, they actually have a themed virtual trivia night. Also, don't forget about the East End Community Thrift Store, because it needs your support. It's just one door down from the Thomas Merton Center. The thrift store has clothing, furniture, and household appliances. Donations, volunteers, and shoppers are all welcome. And all the profits from the store are donated to the Thomas Merton Center to help fund their general operations. The thrift store is located at 5123 Penn Avenue in Garfield. You can also call them up at 412-361-6010. I'm sorry, 361-6010. Whew, geez, you'd think I'd figure these things out. What else do I know? What else? Oh, Pittsburgh Banjo Club. It's on my calendar. Not sure if it's going on, but it's Wednesdays at 8 at the Allegheny Elks Lodge on the north side. Where else can you sit around with a bunch of banjos and sing along? And it's free. They usually have concessions and there's sing-alongs. And you don't have to play. You don't have to be a member of the club. You can just come and observe. So if you have not done that, again, I've said this more than once, it should be on your I Live in Pittsburgh, 100 Things to Do Before I Die, is go to the Pittsburgh Banjo Club. So that's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, you can send them to radio-calendar@wrct.org. You can hear the calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again, just like you did now, right around 11 p.m. Jay Thurber will give you the calendar with his own take on it tomorrow at 1 during Radio 9. Let's get back into more music, though. It is a music show, not a talk show. It's the Birds. It's Viva Lamont.
there, Viva La Mocksters. I'm Amanda Richard, encouraging you to enjoy whiskey before breakfast. Not literally. I don't want you getting DUIs. I mean, catch my WRCT radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. on the 88.3 FM Pittsburgh and WRCT.org. Folk, bluegrass, country, blues, and lots more. Oh, don't let the Mocksters hit back fool you. He loves pedal steel guitar as much as he loves the theremin.
Time I see that greyhound.
That's the birthday boy, Dwight Yoakam, here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Yeah, it's his birthday today as well. Not just Weird Al's. 64 years old today, Dwight Yoakam. Took that from his 1986 debut title track, Guitars, Cadillacs. Before that, Beat Farmers in there went back to their 1985 debut as well. With Never Going Back. Gladys from Lexington, Kentucky, doing the Kentucky State song, My Old Kentucky Home, which ironically, conveniently, historically, was written by Pittsburgh's own Stephen Foster. Let's start off the entire set with Birds, Turn, Turn, Turn. A song that is celebrating, let me get the math right, 55 years. My name's Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. I always appreciate when you find some time to come hang out with me on a Friday night. I do want to let you know that Circadian Rhythms are a waking nightmare Sundays at 5 here on WRCT. And also need to let you know that Color Perfect Printing joins you in supporting WRCT. Color Perfect Printing is a full-service print shop located at 804 Penn Avenue in the heart of the cultural district downtown. They offer high-quality color printing for posters, flyers, art prints, die-cut stickers, vinyl lettering, so much more. They specialize in graphic design and soft-bound books for self-published authors and artists. Check out their website at colorperfectprinting.com to request an estimate. Let Color Perfect's knowledgeable staff help you speak in color and obtain that professional look and finish for all of your printing needs. All right, one more. How about maybe not. Anyway, if you've got a request, all you have to do is reach out to me via an email, and I will play your request on a future store show. The request line via that email is wrctrequest@gmail.com. Speaking of requests, I did get a request for some Luna. So this is Dean Wareham's second appearance in the Viva La Mock radio program tonight as I played some Galaxy 500. Here's his anti-Galaxy 500 song from Luna's debut, Luna Park. It's Slash Your Tires right here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Don't forget, we got a Johnny Carson mock coming up at midnight. Today would have been his 95th birthday. Speaking of birthdays, Johnny Carson mock. Midnight. We'll be right back.
him here, they seek him there. His clothes are loud, but never square. It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. And when he does his little round, round the boutiques of London town, eagerly pursuing all the latest fads and trends, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
One week he's in polka dots, the next week he's in stripes, but he's a dedicated follower of fashion. They seek him here, they seek him there, in Regent Street and Leicester Square. Everywhere the Carnavician army marches on, pleasure-seeking individual always looks the best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is.
If you choose to waste, do I like
this carnival of carnivores, heaven help me. Goodbye and good luck to all the rubbish that you've spoken. Goodbye and good luck for all the promises you've broken. Your life has lost its dignity, its beauty and its passion.
His Kerosene Man album, that was his first solo album, I'd say post-Dream Syndicate. The Dream Syndicate's kind of gotten back together, but in that interim from 1990, that's Steve Wynn here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Did get a chance to see Steve Wynn actually on that tour back in 1990. So I'm at a venue in Detroit called the Majestic Theater. And inside the Majestic Theater was this huge, huge painting of Harry Houdini. And I don't know, it was the bartender, the manager, some drunk, I don't know. But somebody told me the story that the reason why they had that up there was the Majestic Theater is where Harry Houdini's last performance was before someone punched him in the gut and he died a couple days later. So I've always believed that because I believe things that bartenders, managers, and or some drunk randomly at a venue tell me. And then I realized that that date that Harry Houdini's very last show was October 24th, 1926. However, his final show was not at the Majestic Theater, it was at the Garrick Theater. So then I feel like I've been bamboozled, flambergasted. But more research found out that the Garrick Theater is now called the Majestic Theater. It's on the same location. And indeed, it's where Harry Houdini's very last performance was. 94 years ago. Hey, speaking of 94 years ago, 95 years ago, Johnny Carson was born. So we're going to do a Johnny Carson mock coming up here at the midnight hour. That's coming up soon. That's in like, what, 20 minutes maybe? 20, 25 minutes, somewhere in that time frame. So stay tuned for that. I should also remind you that Remaster Media joins you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician, a podcaster, a YouTuber, a TikToker? Remastermedia.com can actually make your audio sound amazing and professional, unlike this very radio program. You can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and their videos by using Remastermedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away that nasty buzz, maybe that hiss from a remote or phone recording, maybe the Moxster's voice, I don't know. But before you share your next audio or video, you can actually visit remastermedia.com to make it sound amazing. Hey, speaking of sounding amazing, don't forget you can tune in to Courts in Session each and every Thursday at 8 p.m. with your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for an hour of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. You can do that each and every Thursday with Eric Jackson Lurie. Sometimes he listens to my show. I think it's when he can't sleep and he needs something to put him to sleep. He listens to my show, but I kind of figured he actually might dig this next set of music. Starting off from 1980's All Shook Up album, it's Cheap Trick.
swallows a sand wall, I'm gonna get back someday. A thousand steps to the water, a thousand steps you must take. There's a thousand worlds on the head of a pin, a thousand rules to break. Time you see me, I'm gonna smile for the camera like some wild man from Pompeii. Take my word, go down to the sea. It's breaking bigger than anything any of us have ever seen. I'm gonna crawl upon the shore, roll in the mud. And wall, I'm gonna get back someday. But someday, someday I'll get them back. Next time you see, I'm gonna smile for the camera like some wild man from Pompeii. Take my word, go down to the sea. It's breaking bigger than anything. I'm gonna get back someday. I'm gonna get back someday. Get back someday. Gonna get back someday. Yeah, someday.
From his Real Animal CD, Alejandro Escovedo with Swallows of San Juan. Again, if you heard me earlier, I said the swallows out there at San Juan Capistrano, today's the day they leave. So if you're in California, you're 3 hours back, you can still say goodbye because apparently they'll be gone tomorrow. Before the Alejandro Escovedo, oh, I just love saying his name. He's got such a phenomenal name. I played Love doing their version of Hey Joe. Interesting, if you know any history, because, I mean, you think of like, oh, Hey Joe, Hendrix, blah, blah, blah. Well, it was actually first released by The Leaves back in 1965. And then they re-released it in 66. But the versions of Hey Joe before Hendrix got a hold of it, I mean, Shadows of the Night did it, The Byrds did it, The Standells did it. And then, of course, there's the whole mystery of, like, who actually wrote the song and writing credits and a bunch of stuff like that. But Jimi Hendrix actually recorded his version on this day back in 1966, and it hit the charts and became a hit song 2 months later in December. Before the Love, how about some Blues Brothers, Jake and Elwood Blues, the original Blues Brothers, doing their Spencer Davis tune, Give Me Some Lovin'. We lost Spencer Davis this week at the age of 81. And when you look at the Blues Brothers, you look at that band, Steve Cropper, Duck Dunn, Matt Guitar Murphy. I mean, wow. Wow. And then starts the entire set from the All Shook Up album from 1980, literally released 40 years ago, like today, or actually tomorrow. I played some Cheap Trick. Let's stop this game. Wrapping up that set of music. You know what? We've got, let me look at my clock. No, we don't have a lot of time. We're coming up on the midnight mock. I'm going to get two songs in. Even though I have only about 5 minutes, I'm going to squeeze two songs in. And then we'll get to the mock. It's a Johnny Carson mock. Starting things off with some brand new music from Nick Frater here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Let's hear it for love. there's a rumor going round the town that you don't want me around. I can't shake off my city blues.